Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I just love stories like these. Underdogs come together and create a place in what looks like harsh territory. I've talked about the Advocate brand strategy for years now. It's a legit thought leadership model that's often underused. When helping clients decide if this path is best for helping them stand out, the first place I look is their buyer's environment. And here are two things I look for. First up, their client's brand. Do their buyers feel unappreciated or ignored? Do they need a place to feel understood? If so, this brand path is an obvious choice when those we serve are the underdogs. Second, big threats. Are there outside forces that create make or break scenarios here? An issue or threat that folks need to band together and advocate for themselves? For example, regulations that can overhaul their industry, a tech competitor causing disruption, you know, stuff like that. We can be that facilitator that brings folks together to strategize battle plans. Now, I want to repeat this point from the post. There's a big difference between choosing the advocate route and creating an online community to attract buyers. This approach is about branding our contribution around a cause or a community. It's about honoring the contribution of others. It drives what we speak on, our content marketing, and yes, even our revenue streams. Before we decide to go down this path, though, we have to make sure our marketplace needs this kind of advocacy. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.